The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon, you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another matinee session of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio, as you all know, is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is coming up on March the 28th. It's less than 3 months away. Can you believe that? About 12 weeks away or so. March 28th, 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. It should be another fun event. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock on that last Saturday in March. Tickets are still available. Individual tickets for $50, or perhaps you would like to be a table sponsor. You can go that route as well. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And this afternoon, we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Lions Den in Kennewick, where the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be taking on Mid-Columbia Conference rival Kennewick. Our pregame show this afternoon will be presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And the three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And our sincere thanks to George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones for every three-pointer made by the Blue Devils this season. It will mean $10 to Big Blue Boosters, compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Our quarters today will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters, specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored today by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines are brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. And we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And during the course of that Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report, we have, of course, halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And as you all know, our post-game shows this season are presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during the course of that Chevelle Construction post-game show, we feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. The Wahi boys and girls basketball teams coming into play today in Kennewick, coming off defeats. The Wahi girls, a tough loss last night at home to the Kamiokan Braves. Kamiokan coming from behind and defeating the Blue Devils by a score of 57-49. Meanwhile, the Wahi boys will look to avoid getting thumped for the second straight game today after a tough loss last night at home to the Kamiokan Braves. Kamiokan winning going away in that boys matchup by a score of 77-49. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we are going to have starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball, a coach's corner interview with Wahi girls basketball coach Mike Clark. But first up, a player profile interview presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We'll have that for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street, in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by freshman Gracie Pierce for our player profile segment. And Gracie, as we're conducting this interview, it is prior to the resumption of Mid-Columbia Conference play for the Wahi girls basketball team, scheduled to play Kamiokan and Kennewick this weekend, and the following Tuesday taking on Southridge. Let's talk about, first of all, your progression. Whereas now, as a freshman, you're on the varsity team. How have things gone for you so far this year? A freshman coming in, and you're playing varsity basketball.
They've been great. It's definitely a change. I've been playing AAU for 4 years, and it's been crazy. I've played basketball for a really long time, and my goal was to be on varsity because I've known some of the girls, the seniors, for a while, so it was just a really nice thing to be like, oh, yeah, you're on varsity. So, yeah, it's been great.
Well, fantastic. And has basketball always been a love of yours?
It has been. I've played since second grade, and I've always loved to be, like, play competitively. And I've made a lot of new friendships with basketball, and I'm really excited to create more.
And that's fantastic, too. And I think you picked a good group to unite with because this seems to be a team that is very, very together and very, very united.
Yes, I agree. They've been so welcoming, especially with five freshmen now on the team, because we have a young and old team. So they've really taken us in. It's been, like, really nice and welcoming. No one really feels scared anymore.
Now, this basketball thing, is there a person or persons that got you interested? Perhaps they heightened your interest, or was it just all you?
I feel when I was young, I really loved sports. My mom and my dad both played sports, and I think my mom really got me into basketball. And it was mainly the YMCA, which I really, like, found my love for it. And then she put me in AAU, and I made a bunch of new friends, and I just really loved it.
And you mentioned that mom and dad have participated in the athletic arena. I remember calling your dad's games, as a matter of fact, in the early 1990s when he played for the Wahai boys basketball team. And your mother, my goodness, what an experience for her to play Division I volleyball.
Yes, it is amazing. It's just really nice to, like, know parents that are in the athletic field, because whenever I have questions or anything like that, I really can just go up to them and they know everything. They know the mental game, they know the physical part, and it's also just really inspirational to just hear all their stories.
And the schools that your mother played at?
She played at the University of San Diego and WSU. She played 2 years at each, and she redshirted at WSU and played her sophomore year there. And then for junior and senior year, she played at the University of San Diego.
Now, if she went on to play Division I volleyball, I'm guessing that she must have been amazing in high school.
Yes. And for basketball, she was a McDonald's All-American. And she really loved basketball. She was telling me this the other day, that she was just so obsessed with basketball. And but she played it for so long. Then she found volleyball in high school, and she was like, I don't know, but I think I like this better. And so it's just really amazing, because she knows basketball and volleyball, and those are my two favorite sports too.
And your dad, once again, he made his presence felt at Walla Walla High School. Does he ever share any of his Blue Devil experiences at all?
He does. He really loved football and basketball. Because I play basketball, I always ask him questions. He says that he wasn't the tallest, but he worked very hard. He was very strong. He told himself before every game that he just wants to hustle, try his best every time, and that got him somewhere.
Now, do you participate in another sport at Walla Walla High School?
I did just basketball and volleyball this last fall, and I'm not sure if I'll do track or not. I'm thinking about it, but I am also really interested in pickleball.
Well, we certainly appreciate the time very, very much, Gracie, and we wish you and the Lady Blue Devils all the best the remainder of this 2025-26 basketball season, and certainly wish you all the best going forward as you begin your Blue Devil athletic experience. And we want to thank Gracie Pierce for joining us for our Player Profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate, Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, where the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Head Coach Mike Clark, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to Mid-Columbia Conference games at home against Kamiokan and on the road against Kennewick. And the Blue Devils, minus Bridget Boyd, who was an honorable mention selection a season ago, and Miriam Hutchins, a senior from last year, was a second-team selection. Always difficult to replace players of Miriam Hutchins' ilk, obviously, and certainly a tough go with that injury that Bridget Boyd suffered earlier this season.
Yeah, with Miriam, she was our leading scorer, leading rebounder, second-team all-league. Just a force for us last year. So replacing her is tough. And then losing Bridget earlier this year has just changed a lot of role. She played as many minutes as anybody on the team, and she was a leader on and off the court. So she's still leading off the court, but we look forward to end of the month or beginning of February and hopefully get her back.
Now, we are approaching the halfway point of this season. What is the state of the program?
You know, I'm pleased with where we are. We knew coming in with a lot of freshmen on varsity that there was going to be a learning curve. They're getting better. They have their ups and downs, as you would expect. But the attitude of the girls is awesome. The camaraderie of the girls is great. And they're getting better on the court. They're getting more comfortable with all these kinds of things that you do at a varsity basketball level. Like today, they did interviews with you. And that's a growing lesson for them, and it makes them, helps them to mature and understand what we want out of them.
And I'll tell you, the Baby Devils are doing some good things in the early stages of this 2025-26 season. Certainly a tribute to first-year head coach Hebrew Ingram.
Yeah, Hebrew's been great. He came in with some experience. He had coached girls. He coached JV girls at LC last year, and he's just come in. He's got a great attitude. He enjoys being around the girls. He enjoys being part of the program. So I'm just really glad he's part of our program.
And it's encouraging when one takes into account it was a shame to have lost Stacy Klingenberg, former JV head coach. And in fact, I bumped into her the other night at a local eatery and said that she does miss it. But it was just one of those cases where the family thing took precedent. When you're having to take care of three little ones, all the tasks can be a bit more tedious than they would be otherwise.
Yeah, Stacy did a great job. You know, it's great. It's always great to have somebody at the high school, and she teaches here at the high school, so that was really helpful. But I totally understand she needs to spend time with her family, and she's been helpful to the program in other ways this year, and maybe one day she'll come back.
And she was accompanied by her significant other, her husband, Adam Klingenberg, who distinguished himself in the athletic arena, I should say, while at Wahigh.
Yeah, both of them were good athletes here, and they're just good people. We need families like that in Walla Walla because they're just great for our community. And both of them went on and played in college and learned valuable lessons and then came back, and they've started their family here, and they're assets to our community.
And you talked about how well Hebrew has done at the junior varsity level, and it's also nice to know some of the even younger Baby Devils are being guided by a young lady named Maggie Nicholson, who knows a little something about winning, having been a multi-state champion while she was in high school.
Yeah, Maggie's been with the program for multiple years now, and she just does a great job. She's great with the girls, and she keeps everything in perspective, and she prepares them and gives them a chance to win, and that's all you can ask for.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff.
And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tommen's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of this beautiful facility on the campus of Kennewick High School. And continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups. They're presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. At guard, Shayla Greason, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. At post, Gracie Pierce, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a freshman. At guard, Lucy Billingsley, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. At a guard slash post, Delilah Franzen, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. And at post, Corinne Hayes, 6 feet tall and a senior. Starting lineup for the Kennewick Lions, as announced by head coach Darren Santo. At forward, Riley Bendewald, 6 feet tall and a senior. At guard, Macy Davis, 5 feet 1 and a senior. At forward, Emily Perry, 5 feet 7 inches tall and a senior. At guard, Cadence Sparhawk, 5 feet 1 and a senior. And at forward, Hira Suss, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Those are the starting lineups for the upcoming Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and the Kennewick Lions. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. Last night in the Mid-Columbia Conference, Hermiston defeated Sageview by a score of 60-12. Richland was a 58-35 winner at home over Pasco. Of course, last night the Wahai Lady Blue Devils defeated at home by the Kamiakin Braves, the final count 57-49. Meanwhile, in Pasco, Chiawana downed Southridge 59-46. And the Kennewick Lions, the Blue Devils' opponent here this afternoon, a win in Richland over Hanford, a final score of 69-51. The remainder of the Mid-Columbia Conference schedule on this Saturday, Pasco is playing host to Sageview. Hermiston is at Kamiakin, Chiawana hosting Richland, and Hanford is at Southridge. And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC 2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Lion's Den. The Wahai Blue Devil girls about to take on the Kennewick Lions in a Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Blue Devils hoping to shake off the disappointment of a home loss last night to Kamiokin. Meanwhile, Kennewick hoping to sustain momentum. They started last night, got the weekend off to a good start with a win on the road at Hanford. We will return to the Lion's Den in Kennewick with more after we step aside for another commercial break. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
A most commendable job by the Kennewick Band with the playing of our national anthem prior to this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and the homestanding Kennewick Lions. And our first quarter this afternoon going to be presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Lady Lions on the floor first, dressed in home white jerseys with black lettering, black numerals, and orange trim. Blue Devils dressed in road black jerseys with royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and white trim. We're going to be starting this contest, can you believe it, on time at 3:15 on this Saturday afternoon. Gotta love it. We are delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage, the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this first Saturday in January 2026. A hush comes over the crowd as we await the official's whistle, and there it is. The ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Delilah Franzen. Back to Lily Billingsley. And this contest is underway. A pass on the near side. Here's Gracie Pierce open. Has her shot blocked out of bounds on the near side by Suss. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. The ball to be inbounded by Lucy Billingsley. Loops it up top for Corinne Hayes at the top of the key. Couple of dribbles. Far side Billingsley sets for three. Shot is no good. A little short on that one. And rebound deflected. And a foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. And that foul is called a pushing foul on Lucy Billingsley. And just 14 seconds into the game, the Blue Devils whistled for their first foul. Last night at home, the Blue Devils were called for 17 fouls compared to only 10 for the Kamiakin Braves. Kennewick with its first possession. Ball up top to Davis. Three on the way is around and good for three. Davis with the shooter's touch on that three-point goal, and Kennewick out to a 3-0 lead. A little bit of backcourt pressure broken by the Blue Devils, and Franzen is going to travel in the top of the key area. Otherwise, it would have been a transition basket for the Blue Devils. Bad luck there for the Blue Devils as they did a pretty good job breaking the pressure, but just a little out of control was Delilah Franzen before she made the pass inside for what would have been an uncontested lay-in. 3-0 Kennewick here in the early going of this contest. A turnover by Kennewick. Ball taken by Corinne Hayes after a steal. Hayes will go to the other end, and she is going to be fouled. Fouled on the play by Davis. And Corinne Hayes will step to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 7:09 remaining in the first quarter. 3-0 in favor of Kennewick. Corinne Hayes, 10 points last night against Kamiakin. 7 of them coming in the first quarter. And the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Corinne is up and good. And we have a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Lady Lions. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Corinne Hayes in the air. And it's around and good. She got them both. Well done, Corinne. 3-2 in favor of Kennewick. Driving far side is Perry. Cut off on the baseline. Now the ball is up top. The ball is bobbled by Sparhawk. A loose ball out front recovered by Kennewick and taken by Bendewald. And we're going to have a whistle blown. Whistle blown with 6:52 left in the first quarter. Might have been some defugality on the part of the person running the shot clock. It was down to 14 seconds when the whistle blew. But because of a change of possession, they have it at 27 seconds. It's Kennewick basketball. Kennewick in possession. Plenty of time on the shot clock. With it up front is Perry. Now on the near side to Suss. On the wing to Sparhawk. They swing it around to the far side. Shot put up and good. 4-3. Oh, my. Good looking shot from the far side by Emily Perry. Another three-point goal for the Lions, who lead 6-2. Franzen, middle of the floor, gets it on the far side to Pierce. Pierce on the wing is double-teamed. Up top for Hayes, near side Billingsley. Lucy, cut off. Now to Creason. Up top to Corinne Hayes. Hayes between the rings, looking to drive far side, has her pocket picked. Turnover to the Blue Devils, a nice steal by Suss. Suss gets it in the front court for a lay-in that's up and good by Perry.
Perry scores. And it's 8-2 in favor of Kennewick. Billingsley near side has the ball knocked away from behind and out of bounds on the Washington Trust Bank sideline at near side in front of the Kennewick bench. The Blue Devils will retain with 24 seconds on the shot clock. 8-2 in favor of Kennewick. 5 minutes, 49 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Billingsley, a pass inside, deflected, recovered far side by Franson. Deflected a moment ago by Perry. Looping pass to the free throw line to Pierce. Takes one dribble. Goes just inside the free throw line. Misses a jumper. And the rebound comes off to Kennewick. Taken by Vendewald. Kennewick in transition. Perry far side. Looks to bounce it inside. The ball is knocked away. It's recovered by Kennewick. Recovered by Vendewald. And she is tied up. Or are they going to call a foul? They're going to call a reach-in foul on the Blue Devils. Probably should have been a tie ball. Well, a bad break for the Blue Devils as Gracie Pierce is called for the reach-in infraction. And that's two team fouls on the Blue Devils. And Kennewick inbounding on the baseline. Comes in near side. A short shot in deep on the right-hand side by Suss is off the glass and good. And Kennewick off to a strong start. 10-2 the Lions. Corinne Hayes with a pass in the front court. And it's knocked away by Kennewick and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will keep it. 5:16 remaining in the first. Kennewick 10. The Blue Devils with two. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline, front court. Lucy Billingsley, near side Corinne Hayes. To the goal she goes, puts it up no, but she is going to be fouled. Nice entry pass on the part of Billingsley, and a strong move to the goal by Corinne Hayes. And that whistle, that infraction, goes against Sparhawk of Kennewick. The first foul in the game on the Lions. And Corinne Hayes to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, the first of which is good. And it's now a 10-3 ball game in favor of Kennewick with 5:14 remaining in the first quarter. Blue Devils seeking their first field goal of the ball game. They have four free throws thanks to Corinne Hayes. So basically, the score now is Kennewick 10, Corinne Hayes 4. Pass on the far side, deflected out of bounds by Gracie Pierce. Kennewick will inbound on the far sideline in front of the Kennewick High School band. The ball comes in to Davis. Suss, a pass in the lane for Vendewald. Vendewald near side is in move, and she is going to be fouled, going to her left. Third team foul on the Blue Devils. And that foul is called on Gracie Pierce. That is her second. And it will send Vendewald to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first by Vendewald in the air, and it is good. Nicely done. The Phone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin in for Shayla Creason, and Lainey Hand into the ball game for Wahai. She is in for Gracie Pierce. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Vendewald. It is up and it is good. Beautiful free throw. Good looking free throw by Vendewald. Nothing but net. And it's 12-4 in favor of Kennewick. We're just over 3 minutes in to the first quarter. Quick pass in the front court. Hayes to Franson. And Franson, looking to attempt a lay-in, is fouled on the lay-in attempt. And it's called on Suss. That is the second on Kennewick. And Lila Franson to the stripe for two, you guessed it, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The free throw by Lila is good. 12-5 in favor of Kennewick. 4:53 left in a snail's pace of a first quarter. Each team with three fouls. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw also good for Delilah Franzen. And it's a 12-6 ball game in favor of Kennewick. Here's Vendewald in the lane. Nice through two Blue Devils. She lays the ball up and in. It will not count. They call her for it traveling. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on the Kennewick turnover. Ball into Franklin. Kennewick a 1-2-2 zone press. Franklin near side, middle of the floor to Billingsley, dribbles to the near side, off for Franzen. Now it is Franklin, free throw line to Hand, shot on the way, is off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected to Vendewald. It's deflected by Suss, who now possesses the basketball. On the far side with it is Sparhawk, And she gets it inside for an uncontested lay-in. A beautiful play by Kennewick. And Emily Perry with the lay-in. She has 7 points in the game and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:19 remaining first quarter. Kennewick 14, Wahai 6. And we will keep it here at the Lions Den. The Blue Devils without a field goal here in the first quarter. The good news is they are 6 for 6 from the free throw line. You look at the Kennewick side of the ledger. Emily Perry off to an outstanding start. 7 points here in the first quarter. 3 for Macy Davis. 2 points apiece for Bendewald, both from the free throw line, and Suss, who has a field goal in the game. Kennewick at the moment with 5 field goals, and they are 2 for 2 from the free throw line. The 30-second timeout is over. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Corinne Hayes in the backcourt. Off for Molly Franklin. Middle of the floor to Billingsley. Far side to Franzen. Franzen along the baseline. Passing the lane off the hands of Hand and into the waiting hands of Sparhawk. Kennewick in possession after a Blue Devil turnover. Here's a strong drive down the middle and a lay-in put up and good by Perry. Perry has been unstoppable here in the first quarter. 16-6 Kennewick. That is your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. And here is a tie ball, middle of the floor. And on the alternating possession, the ball back to Kennewick. Another Blue Devil turnover. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Gracie Pierce back into the ball game. She is in for Lainey Hand. The scoreboard update just a few moments ago was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call. His number is 509-524-8277. Kennewick possesses the basketball. Davis will bounce it to the high post to Suss. Hands it off to Bendewald. She has her pocket picked. Almost had it picked. The ball knocked away by Franzen, but it is recovered by Kennewick. Here's Suss driving near side through two Blue Devils. Lost the ball. Recovers it far side. And now the ball is in possession up top. In possession of Perry. Perry will drive inside. Try to wrap around pass. And threw the ball right to Corinne Hayes. Kennewick turns the basketball over. Lucy Billingsley on the dribble. Far side to Franklin. Molly Franklin. Looks to drive around Bendewald, gets by her, puts up a jumper far side, misses it. Rebound is volleyballed around, taken by Pierce. Near side, Billingsley hands it off to Franzen. Jumper on the way by Delilah is off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Hayes. Her putback is around and off a heartbreak, and the rebound comes off to Kennewick, taken by Bendewald. Far side, Perry is left open. 3 on the way. Off the rim, no good, and the rebound is taken by Corinne Hayes. 16-6 Kennewick, 2:42 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side, here's Franzen with a basketball. Almost traveled, but not quite. Got it in the lane to Pierce. Gracie Pierce looks to go around Bendewald. She puts the ball up and in. It will count, and she is fouled. Oh-ho, Gracie Pierce. Talk to me, young lady. What a strong move on her part down in the low block. And the foul is committed by Bendewald. And we have zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Micaiah Lawyer has checked in for the Blue Devils for Delilah Franzen. And what a marvelous game Lawyer had last night. A game high 19 points. Gracie Pierce at the free throw line looking to complete a three-point play. The free throw off the back of the rim. And we're going to have a lane violation called. And Pierce will get another opportunity. Gracie had a respectable outing last night, 12 points in that contest with Kamiakin in the Wahai gym. 16-8 Kennewick, 2:32 remaining in the first quarter. Walla Daily Grind free throw is off the front of the rim and the rebound off to Suss. And now it is Olivia Weiberg with a basketball. Zip zone Conoco substitution just a few moments ago. Near side it's Bendewald with a basketball. Up top for Perry. Perry will drive into the lane. And she is bumped and fouled. Blue Devils thinking she might have traveled, but no, they call a blocking foul on the Blue Devils. And that is on Lawyer of the Blue Devils. Each team now with 4 fouls here in the first quarter. And Kennewick to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Ball up top to Suss. Around a pick by Bendewald, picked up in a switch by Hayes. Now a drive from the near side by Davis.
Davis gets it inside for Bendewald. Shot put up off the glass and off the iron. The low block. Offensive rebound claimed by Kennewick. Taken by Weiberg. He'll try a three near side and hit it. Got the offensive rebound. Dribbled to the near wing and hit an uncontested three-point shot. 19-8 in favor of Kennewick. 1:46 and counting left in the first quarter. Corinne Hayes with the basketball. Dribbling far side. Puts up a runner far sided. It's off the rim and the rebound off to Suss. Suss will pass on the far side to Davis. Davis on the near side. Here is Perry driving into the lane. Does a crossover move near side. Can't score. Gets her own rebound. Has the ball knocked away. And they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Makaya Lawyer. And that is two quick fouls on Makaya Lawyer. And stepping to this drive will be Perry for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with a minute and 25 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Free throw by Perry in the air, and it is good. She's in double figures here in the first quarter. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Shayla Creason in for the Blue Devils for Makaya Lawyer. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Perry. It is up, and it is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Kennewick. Isabella Serrano checks in, and she is in for Perry, who goes to the sideline after picking up 11 first-quarter points. 21-8 in favor of Kennewick. Here's a pass in the front court by Hayes, taken by Bendewald. Now it's knocked away from behind by Pierce. He'll bounce it in the front court to Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. She'll throw up a runner. It's around and off, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Knocked out of bounds by Gracie Pierce. And it will be Kennewick basketball. 109 left in the first. The Blue Devils down by a baker's dozen, 21-8. Kennewick with three 3-point field goals here in the first quarter. Suss on the far side. Gets it up top to Weiberg. Pass on the near side to Davis. Now it is Suss top of the key. Hands it off to Serrano. On the far side, here is Weiberg for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Franklin. Outlet pass is knocked away by Kennewick. Now knocked out of bounds to the far sideline. Last touch by Kennewick, and it will be Blue Devil basketball. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Delilah Franzen checks in. She is in for Gracie Pierce with 43 3/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Corinne Hayes in the backcourt. Near side for Billingsley. Does a tightrope job on the near sideline. Will baseball it far side to Hayes. Hayes will drive in. She will shoot and miss, but she is blocked and fouled. Going to the goal. A blocking foul called on Bendewald. That is her second. Each team with five fouls here in the first quarter. And Corinne Hayes to the free throw line for two more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Kennewick. Perry is back into the ball game. And Elena Goodnight checks in for the first time. She is a 5'1 senior guard. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Hayes is in and out. And the rebound comes off to Perry. Coming down the near side is Weiberg for the Lady Lions. Raylan McNeil in for the Blue Devils. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Kennewick in possession. Weiberg will pass in the near corner. Here is Perry. Perry will drive. Is cut off. Gets it on the near side to Suss for a three-point attempt that's no good. And the rebound comes off to Franklin. Down to 3 seconds left in the quarter. Franklin will launch it from half court. It is short here at the end of the first quarter. Kennewick, 21. Wahai, 9. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient.
The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Eli, I'm coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Kennewick Lions after one quarter by a score of 21-9. Blue Devils with the first possession of the second quarter. Maddie Olivares into the ballgame. A zip zone Conoco substitution during the quarter break. Has it on the far side, closely guarded by Suss. Bounce pass inside for Creason. Creason will go into the lane and score. Shayla Creason with the deuce. And it's a 10-point game, 21-11 in favor of Kennewick. Near side here is Perry for three, and that one is good. Oh, my. Emily Perry, 14 points in the game, and we're not even a minute into the second quarter. 24-11 in favor of Kennewick. Near side, Olivares, a bounce pass inside, and a knockdown in the low post. A nice bounce pass by Maddie Olivares near side, finding Delilah Franzen, and she is bumped and fouled down in the low post. Fouled on the play by Perry. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Lucy Billingsley. Back for the Blue Devils for Raylan McNeil. Maddie Olivares also checking out of the ball game for the Blue Devils. We're inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Inbounds pass in for Franzen, and she is grabbed and fouled. A very, very nice pass. Could easily qualify, even though there was not a basket made, as our Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. That last foul was called on Suss of the Lady Lions. And to the stripe, Delilah Franzen for Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first off the back of the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Bendewald is back for Kennewick. She is in for Suss. The Blue Devils at the moment with Creason, Hayes, Franzen, Franklin, and Billingsley. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Delilah Franzen is up and good. The Blue Devils in the ballgame, 8 for 10 from the free throw line. Blue Devils trail 24-12. Shot from the far side put up and missed by Goodnight. Offensive rebound taken by Kennewick. Here is Perry near side. She'll loop it on the far side. The pass a little too tall for Goodnight. And the ball taken by Billingsley. Near side Franklin. Jumper on the way by Molly is off the rim, no good. Rebound is going to be taken. A good rebound by Weiberg as she outbattled Corinne Hayes for that one, despite a height disparity. Here is Bendewald inside. A nice pass and a lay-in put up and good by Goodnight. A double team resulting in a wide open Goodnight. And Goodnight says, Goodnight. 26-12 in favor of Kennewick. Near side Franklin with a basketball. In the lane, was looking for Franzen. The ball through her legs right to Billingsley, far side, and she will bury a jumper from the far side. Lucy Billingsley with her first two of the game, 26-14 in favor of Kennewick. 6:06 and counting left in the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Here is Bendewald near side. She drives in strong, can't score, gets her own rebound, and she is tied up. She is tied up in the low post. The ball will stay with Kennewick on the alternating possession. 26-14 Kennewick, 5:57 left in the second quarter. Weiberg to inbound. Loops it on the near side for Perry. Three on the way by Perry. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound comes off to Creason. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley front court. Stops between the rings. Off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes will drive far side, and she will score! Corinne Hayes through two Kennewick Lions to score. What a drive by Corin. Yes, indeed, pedal to the metal on that occasion. And a knockaway near side by Delilah Franzen. And out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Kennewick. The Blue Devils to within 10, 26-16, with 5:33 left in the second quarter. And a timeout called by Kennewick. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 30 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Lion's Den in Kennewick. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing Kennewick 26-16. Play is resumed. A shot inside by Perry is no good, and a rebound off to Kayla Creason. Pass on the near side is knocked away by Kennewick, knocked away by Serrano, but a pushing foul is going to be called near side on Serrano. That is the first on Serrano. The third here in the second quarter for Kennewick. Nearing 3 minutes gone by here in the second quarter, 26-16 Kennewick. Here is Creason at the free throw line. Shot on the way is good. Got a pass from the near side, and Creason puts one in just inside the free throw line. Nice little set shot on the part of Shayla. Deck the halls with a Blue Devil basket. Shayla, la, 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 la. 26-18, Kennewick, 4:42 and counting left in the second quarter. Weiberg, far side with a basketball, bounces it inside for Perry. She's double-teamed. Far side, Weiberg, a three on the way. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Perry. Her putback is no good. And a rebound off to Corin Hayes. Hayes will outlet it into the front court for Creason, and the ball is over Creason and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils turn it over. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Kennewick. Well, two substitutions. Sparhawk re-enters, and Davis is back. Makaya Lawyer is in for Wahai, and she is in for Shayla Creason. 26-18 Kennewick, 4:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Nearside Davis with a basketball off for Sparhawk. In the far corner, Bendewald loops it on the near side for Davis. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Bendewald in the lane. Nice spin move. Puts it up and in. And she is fouled. Beautiful move by Riley Bendewald. Nice spin move, and she draws the contact. And that foul is called on Billingsley. That is her second. Blue Devils first of the quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for Kennewick. Weiberg re-enters along with Suss. And to the sideline for Kennewick, Serrano and Perry. Bendewald looking to complete a three-point play. The shot is off the back of the rim. The Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is missed. Franklin with a rebound. Pass on the far side. Knocked out of bounds by Bendewald. And the Blue Devils will retain. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 4:01 left in the second quarter. Kennewick 28, Wahai 18. Franklin inbounding far side, free throw line extended. Bad pass was deflected, taken by Kennewick. Kennewick in transition, Weiberg near side, lays the ball up and in. Of a pass by Davis. Kennewick cashes in the Wahai mistake, and it's now 30-18 in favor of Kennewick. Driving far side is Corin Hayes. She cannot score. Strong drive, but could not finish. And it comes the other way with a basketball. Here is Sparhawk to Davis. High post to Bendewald. Bendewald shot from the high post. Is off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Corin Hayes. She'll outlet it in the front court for Lawyer. Led her beautifully. And Lawyer will miss the lay-in. Oh, what a tough break for the Blue Devils. Beautifully executed. But Makaya could not finish. Oh, so very close. And here is Kennewick with a basketball. Otherwise, a beautiful job by the Blue Devils in transition. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Pass near side. It is knocked away and is stolen by Franzen. Franzen down the near side. Going to back it out. She goes down and she is fouled. Went down because she was fouled on the play near side by Sparhawk. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Lucy Billingsley to trigger the out-of-bounds play. Near side, Franzen, just inside the free throw line, took one dribble and then buries a jumper just inside the free throw line. How about another Fresh Nature Farms out-of-bounds play of the game? Well, that's fine with me. Delilah Franzen, her first field goal of the game. It's 30-20 in favor of Kennewick. 2:40 and counting left in the second quarter. Lions possess the basketball against the 2-3 Blue Devil zone. Here's a long three out front by Weiberg. Off the back of the rim, off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Kennewick. Shot no good. Put up by Sparhawk after a deflection. And then the ball is claimed by the Blue Devils, and a foul is going to be called on Kennewick. That foul is called on Suss. That is her third. And that is five team fouls against Kennewick here in the second quarter. And Lucy Billingsley will go to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Don't forget the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Information available by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. First free throw missed by Billingsley and Perry. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Lions. She is in for Suss. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Billingsley. It is up and it is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, McNeil in for Billingsley in the Wahai lineup. The Blue Devils to within 9, 30-21. 2:22 and counting left in the second quarter of this contest. Weiberg far side in the corner to Perry. Now to Bendewald on the wing. Bendewald just inside the free throw line. Far corner to Perry on the wing. Weiberg wide open. Three on the way from the far side. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound is off to Bendewald. Her put back in the lane is good off the glass. And we have a timeout called by Kennewick with 2:01 remaining in the second quarter. Kennewick 32, Wahai 21, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Lions Den in Kennewick, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Kennewick High School Gymnasium. Kennewick 32, Wahai 21. Here's a drive by Franklin. Puts it up and misses the shot inside off the glass. Rebound off to Weiberg. She'll loop it near side, have the ball knocked away and out of bounds by an active Blue Devil hand. And the ball will stay with Kennewick. In a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Goodnight is back for the Lady Lions. She is in for Sparhawk with 1:37 left in the second quarter. 32-21 in favor of Kennewick. Ball up top to Weiberg. Long three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound comes off to Franklin. Franklin pass on the near side. It's going to elude Delilah Franzen and go out of bounds. And the ball back to Kennewick. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Lions in possession of the basketball and an 11-point lead, 32-21. A pass out front got away, but it is recovered in the backcourt by Kennewick by a hustling Weiberg. Near side, it is Davis with a basketball driving. Gets it up top to Goodnight. Near side, it goes to Perry. Perry looking to drive near side. Spin move on Franzen. Good defense by Delilah. Now she gets it off to Davis, and Davis is going to be blocked and fouled with 1 second on the shot clock. She went in out of control, but they bail her out with the foul call. Lila Franzen picks up her first foul of the game. And they rule it was not in the act of shooting. So Kennewick will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Davis near side. It's around Franklin. Is cut off on the baseline, and she is blocked and fouled on the baseline by Makaya Lawyer. And that is her third personal foul. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Lucy Billingsley into the game. She replaces Makaya Lawyer. 52:07 remaining in the second quarter, 32-21 in favor of Kennewick. Lions in possession, Perry in the lane. Puts it up far side, misses it, gets her own rebound. And we're going to have a foul called on Kennewick. A rebounding foul is going to be called on Goodnight. That is 11 team fouls on Kennewick here in the first half. And the Blue Devils an opportunity to crawl a little closer as Delilah Franzen steps to the free throw line for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Lucy Billingsley checks out. She is replaced by Shayla Creason. It's a 10-point game, 32-22 in favor of Kennewick, with 46 seconds left in the second quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Delilah is also good. A 9-point spread, 32-23 in favor of Kennewick. Far side, Weiberg with a basketball. Up top here is a 3-point attempt by Davis. It's off the rim, no good. The long rebound comes off to Franklin. Outlets it near side to Franzen. Franzen down the near side. Left-handed lay-in is good in transition. Holy Toledo. What a job by Franzen. Talk about running the floor, for heaven's sake. 32-25 Kennewick. 16 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Here's a drive far side by Perry. Double and triple team down in the low block. Gets it on the far side for a 3-point attempt that is missed. Missed on the far side by Serrano. The ball deflected. Taken by Kennewick. Kick it to the near side for a 3-point attempt that's off the back of the rim for Davis. And that is going to do it for the first half. And here at the halftime, the Blue Devils, thanks to some outstanding free throw shooting, hanging close with the Kennewick Lions. Kennewick 32, Wahai 25. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645.
Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Haven Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Eli coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. It is halftime. The Kennewick Lions leading the Wahigh Blue Devil girls by a score of 32-25. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Kennewick, Goodnight with 2, Weiberg 5, Bendewald 6, Davis 3, Perry 14, Suss with 2, Kennewick with 12 first half field goals, 4 from 3-point range, the Lady Lions 4 for 5 from the free throw line, and Kennewick was called for 11 personal fouls in half number 1. First half scoring at 4, the Blue Devils, Shayla Creason with 4, Gracie Pierce 2, Lucy Billingsley 3, Delilah Franzen, a team high 9, including 7 in the second quarter. 7 points were scored in the first half by Corinne Hayes. The Blue Devils just 7 field goals in the first half, 6 of those coming in the second quarter. The Blue Devils have not connected from Bruce Reed territory thus far, but the Blue Devils staying in the game with some respectable free throw shooting. The Blue Devils 73 1/3%, 11 of 15. The Blue Devils were called for 8 personal fouls. And our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Kennewick 32, Wahigh 25. We will continue our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Kennewick High School Gymnasium. The Kennewick High School band across the way entertaining here at the halftime break. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls trailing the Kennewick Lions in this varsity contest by a score of 32-25. In earlier action this afternoon, we again want to send another shout out to Hebrew Ingram and his Wahigh girls junior varsity basketball team. Most impressive today, a 63-36 victory over the Baby Lions of Kennewick. The Wahigh girls junior varsity now 7-1 on the season. Don't forget the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up on March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. It'll start at 5 o'clock, and then dinner will be served at 6. Tickets are available for just $50. There are also table sponsorships available as well, but you better act quickly because I assure you the tickets and those table sponsorships are going to go very, very fast. And if you'd like more information, you can contact Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Now, next week is going to be a busy one for Wahigh basketball. It all begins on Tuesday night, when the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams will be playing host to Southridge in the Wahigh gym. The girls game scheduled to start at 5:45, followed by the boys game at 7:30. We plan to take the air next Tuesday night at 5:15, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Kennewick 32, Wahigh 25. We'll have second half action after a 1 minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And our third quarter this afternoon, presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Blue Devils inbounding to begin the second half of this contest. Blue Devils trailing 32-25. Here's a strong drive by Delilah Franzen. She cannot finish. Strong drive on her part, but the finish just not there. Kennewick comes the other way, and we're going to have a travel called on Kennewick. Sparhawk, a little out of control, and she has called for the walk far side. Blue Devils take the ball back on the unforced error. Pierce far side, inside for Franzen, who is all alone for an uncontested lay-in. Nice ball movement by the Blue Devils, and Delilah Franzen scores. She has 11 points in the game, and another throwaway by Kennewick. Another turnover, I should say. A bad pass to the far side, and the ball back to the Blue Devils with 7:35 left in the third. 32-27 in favor of Kennewick. Blue Devils with a basketball. Far side, Corinne Hayes crosses the midcourt line, loops it inside. Open is Pierce, left-handed lay-in. She left it just short, and the rebound comes off to Perry. Now it is Davis with a basketball. On the far side, Sparhawk. In the far corner, here is Weiberg. Weiberg will get it on the wing to Perry. On the near side to Davis. She'll drive on the near side. She'll put it up. An air ball. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. I thought by the Blue Devils. No, they say it was knocked out of bounds by Kennewick. Looked like Franson came over the top of Bendewald, knocked the ball out of bounds, but no. They say number four in the white jersey, in fact, knocked it out of play. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. We're 1 minute into the third quarter. The Blue Devils down by just five, 32-27. Creason near side with a basketball. Free throw line extended. One dribble. Looks to bounce it inside. The ball off of a leg. Taken by Hayes. Backdoor pass. Left handed. Lay it. Put up and good. Far side. And a foul called. Holy Toledo. What a pass. What a dime on the part of Corinne Hayes. She finds a cutting Gracie Pierce. She cuts down the far side of the lane. Lays the ball up and in with a left hand. And she is fouled. Outstanding play on the part of Gracie Pierce. Her Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw in the air. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And Bendewald with a strong rebound for the Kennewick Lions. Kennewick in possession. The Blue Devils to within three, 32-29. Free throw line jumper up and missed by Perry. Rebound off to Hayes. Hayes into the front court on the dribble. Stops between the rings. Going to hand it off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley dribbles to the near side. Being dogged near side by Sparhawk. Sparhawk really getting physical with Lucy. She gets a pass to the high post to Pierce. Pierce will go into the lane. Blows by Perry, but misses the lay-in. Tough break there for the Blue Devils. Kennewick comes the other way. Near side with a basketball is Davis on the wing. She'll loop it inside. The ball is taken by Franson. A bad pass. Franson into the front court. Nearly tied up. She is thrown down. She is going to be fouled. A holding foul. Going to be called near side on Weiberg of the Kennewick Lions. And a full timeout called by Kennewick with 6:01 left in the third. Kennewick 32, Wahai 29. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Kennewick 32, Wahai 29. Welcome back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Kennewick High School Gymnasium. The Wahai Blue Devils, who trailed by double figures in the first quarter to within 3 points, 32-29. We're a minute and 59 seconds in to the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. And the Blue Devils will inbound just to the left of the Blue Devil bench. Near corner, Lucy Billingsley. She'll stop, she'll pop near side and hit! Got the pass on the baseline. Advanced to an area deep on the right-hand side. And knocks down the jumper to pull the Blue Devils to within a single point. Here is Perry in the lane, gets it up top. Now it's on the near side. Weiberg, she sets up for a three. It's in and out of heartbreak. And the rebound off to Creason. Creason with a basketball on the near side to Corinne Hayes. The Blue Devils, can you believe it, have a chance to take the lead here. Near side, it's Billingsley. Billingsley will drive into the lane, and she is bumped and fouled. Knocked to the deck is Lucy Billingsley. Knocked down and fouled by those tough, aggressive Kennewick Lions, and the foul was on Sparhawk. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Sparhawk checks out. And she is replaced by Bailey Berry. Suss has also checked in for Kennewick. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline. The ball in for Pierce. The ball knocked away, taken by Billingsley. Passing the lane, goes to the far side where it's taken by Creason. Creason closely guarded on the far side by Berry. Now it's off to Delilah Franzen. Franzen passing the near side, deflected but taken by Billingsley. Billingsley, far side, Gracie Pierce. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Gracie Pierce for Billingsley. Goes into the lane, puts it up, left it short, and the rebound off to Perry of the Kennewick Lions. Perry into the front court. Nice bounce pass inside for Bendewald. Shot put up in the lane. It's around and off. No good. And the rebound comes off to the Blue Devils. Taken by Delilah Franzen. Franzen down the near side. Kicks it in the near corner. Creason for three. It's off the rim. No good. A good look. But the shot just a little too strong. And the rebound off to Bendewald of Kennewick. It's now Weiberg in possession of the basketball. Gets it in the near corner to Perry. Inside for Bendewald. A nice pass. Left-handed lay-in put up and good by Bendewald. A much-needed bucket for the Kennewick Lions, who now lead 34-31, 3.5 minutes in to the third quarter. Kennewick in a 2-3 zone. High post, Corinne Hayes with a basketball. One dribble against Bendewald, goes around Bendewald, and will score! Corinne Hayes with 9. 34-33 in favor of Kennewick. An errant pass inside taken by Franzen. Lila Franzen with a basketball, crosses the midcourt line on the dribble, pass on the far side. Here's a jump shot by Billingsley. It's off the rim, no good. Defensive rebound, taken by Bendewald. Kennewick comes the other way, leading 34-33 as we go inside of 4 minutes left. Third quarter, Suss with a three near side. It is good! Uncontested three for Suss. And Kennewick up 4-37-33. That is your Edward Jones, Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Near side, Creason. High post to Hayes. Hayes inside for Pierce. Ball off her hands, taken by Suss. Now to Perry. Bad luck there for the Blue Devils, who trail 37-33. Far side with a basketball is Barry. Gets it up top. Here is Suss. Suss, top of the key. Near side, Bendewald. Near corner, Perry sets up for a three. It's in and out and back in again. And Kennewick suddenly up 7, 40-33. Hayes with a basketball, hands it off to Delilah Franzen. Guarded by Weiberg. High post to Corinne Hayes. Hayes, couple of dribbles, has her pocket picked by Weiberg. Good active hands on the part of Weiberg. Kennewick comes the other way. Weiberg is open, near side of three on the way, and that one is good, and the Blue Devils may need a timeout here. Another three-point goal by Kennewick, and just like that, the Blue Devils down 10. They were down 1 just moments ago. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:42 left in the third. Kennewick 43, Wahai 33, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update moments ago was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to the Lion's Den in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Kennewick High Gym. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Kennewick Lions 43-33. 2 minutes, 42 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution during the timeout period for the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin has checked in for the Blue Devils. Here is Lawyer near side for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected once, twice near side, taken by Weiberg. Weiberg down the far side. She'll loop it inside for Bendewald. Her shot over Creason is no good. Rebound deflected near side, taken by Bendewald. Up top to Suss. Suss on the near side to Perry. Perry will drive near side. Throw one up. Air ball. Rebound taken by Suss. Inside for Perry. Lay-in put up and good, and she is fouled. As the Blue Devils are unable to collect a defensive rebound. And it costs them dearly as Lainey Hand is called for the foul. That is the first in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And Perry to the stripe. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up and good for the Southpaw. She has 20 points in the game, and Kennewick leads by a baker's dozen, 46 to 33. High post, Franzen, pass inside for Hand. Knocked out of bounds by Perry. And the Blue Devils will retain. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Hayes, Billingsley, and Pierce in for the Blue Devils. Hand to the sideline along with Creason and Franzen. Kennewick at the moment on a 12-0 run. They lead 46-33. Far side, Franklin with a basketball. Bounce at far corner. Shot on the way by Lawyer is off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Kennewick. It's taken by Bendewald. Here's Weiberg down the near side with a basketball. Gets it up top. Wide open. Suss. Three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Lawyer of the Blue Devils. Loops a pass on the near side for Billingsley. Billingsley stops on the wing. Up top for Lawyer. Lawyer will drive into the lane. Bounce a pass on the far side. To Franklin, it's up top to Hayes. Corinne Hayes driving near side, gets around Bendewald and scores! Corinne Hayes breaks the drought. The 12-0 Kennewick run is a thing of the past. 46-35, Kennewick 123 and counting left in the third quarter. Kennewick in possession of the basketball. Near corner, here is Perry for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected near side by Bendewald, taken by Perry. And Perry stepped on the end line. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 1:12 left in the third. 46 for Kennewick, 35 for the Blue Devils. Corinne Hayes to inbound in the backcourt and does so to Lawyer. That twosome out there with Billingsley, Pierce, and Franklin. Lawyer looks to bounce it to the high post. The ball is kicked. A kick save and a beauty by Kennewick. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Front court. Just off top of the key extended. The ball in to Lawyer. Near side to Franklin. Up top to Lawyer. Far side. Here is Billingsley. Pulled up for a baseline jumper and missed it off the back of the rim. Another one and done for the Blue Devils. A rebound taken by Suss, and Suss is grabbed and fouled in the backcourt. She was double-teamed in the backcourt. She was fouled in the backcourt. And she is fouled by Gracie Pierce. That's three on Gracie Pierce. That's two on the Blue Devils here in the third quarter. 49 4/10 seconds remaining in period three. 46-35 in favor of Kennewick. Weiberg with a basketball. On the far side, it goes to Barry. Goes cross-court to Perry. Perry near side. Inside for Bendewald. Bendewald, spin move through three. Blue Devils can't score. Rebound deflected, taken by Perry. Perry's put back in the lane. Is an air ball, and the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. And she is blocked and fouled by Barry of the Kennewick Lions. That is four team fouls in the quarter on Kennewick. The shot clock is off. And here come the Blue Devils looking to get the deficit within a single digit by the end of the period. They trail by 11, 46-35. Billingsley far side, off to Franklin. Kennewick in a 2-3 zone defense. Pass to the high post, knocked away by Bendewald, recovered by Lawyer. Lawyer into the front court to Pierce. Far side, Billingsley. A three on the way by Lucy. Good! Bruce Reed, three for Lucy Billingsley. The first of the game for the Blue Devils. A desperation shot from half court. It's nothing but glass. And here at the end of the third quarter, Kennewick 46, Wahai 38. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. KGDC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Kennewick 46, Wahai 38. Here's a three from the near corner by Weiberg that is up and good. Another three for the Lady Lions. That's eight trays in the game for Kennewick. The Lions up 11, 49-38 over the Wahai Blue Devils. With the basketball is Hayes driving near side, and Corinne Hayes will score again. Going down the near side of the lane, Corinne Hayes with 11. 49-40, Kennewick 7:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. They break the press easily to the Lions, but a lay-in is blown by Suss. Rebound off to Gracie Pierce. Pierce down the near side on the dribble. She'll stop. She'll pop near side, and the shot off the front of the rim, no good. Ball saved in bounds by Lawyer. No, she stepped on the end line, and the ball back to Kennewick. Tough break for the Blue Devils, who trail 49-40. 7:07 left in the final period. Kennewick in possession of the basketball. Near side, Weiberg left alone. Three on the way. It's rounded off a heartbreak. The rebound deflected, taken in the lane by Perry. Her put back in the lane is no good. Rebound comes off, deflected, and taken by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley with a basketball. Far side, Franzen. High post to Pierce. Near side to Hayes. Hayes driving near side. In the near corner, it goes to Lawyer. She'll drive near side. Get it in the lane for Pierce. Short one on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Bendewald. Wrestled it away from Corinne Hayes. And now a foul is going to be called on Corinne Hayes of the Blue Devils as she reached in on the claimant of that rebound. Corinne Hayes at the moment with 13 points to lead the Blue Devils. Kennewick in possession of the basketball. Vandewald at the midcourt area had the ball knocked away, recovered it. Now she'll dribble far side, cut off by Franzen, and a timeout is called by Kennewick with 6:18 left in the fourth quarter. Lions 49, Blue Devils 40. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
As we do a little number crunching during this timeout period, through three quarters, Blue Devils were led by the 11 points apiece of Delilah Franzen and Corinne Hayes. Corinne Hayes now the leading scorer in the game for the Blue Devils with 13 points, thanks to a fourth quarter field goal. Leading all scorers in the game, Kennewick's Emily Perry with 20. The timeout period is over. Kennewick in possession. The Lions leading the Blue Devils 49-40. 6:12 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side, Suss with the basketball. Gives it off for Perry. She will drive from the far side, throw it up off the glass too hard, but a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Grabbing foul on Lucy Billingsley. That is her third. Perry to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, the first of which is good. A nice stroke on the part of Perry. Kennewick 6-for-7 from the free throw line in the ball game. Now 6-for-8 as the second free throw rattles in and out. And the rebound off to Gracie Pierce. A nice rebound on her part. Here come the Blue Devils. Here is a runner in the lane by Hayes. It's up and no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back. No good. Another offensive rebound by the Blue Devils, but a pass to the far side. An errant pass taken by Weiberg. That last offensive rebound was collected by Gracie Pierce. Here is Perry near side, wide open for three, and that's off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes off to the Blue Devils, taken by Gracie Pierce. Near side, Corinne Hayes for the basketball. In the lane for Pierce. Pierce will bounce it on the near side for Ansem. Shot on the way is going to be a little weak as it grazes the rim. And Kennewick comes the other way. 50 to 40 in favor of Kennewick. 5:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is a steal, a near steal by the Blue Devils. Ball recovered. A loose ball far side by Vendewald. Now the ball is in the far corner. Now it's on the far wing to Perry. Perry goes through two Blue Devils, puts it up, and good off the glass. The penetration pays off for Perry. And Kennewick up by a dozen. 52 to 40 as we go inside of 5 minutes remaining fourth quarter. High post, Hayes with the basketball. Far side, Billingsley can't handle the ball. Almost lost it on the baseline, but is able to claim possession. Gets it up top for Franzen. Franzen near side, puts up a jumper. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Vendewald. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Gracie Pierce. That is four on Gracie Pierce. And Kennewick to inbound to the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Weiberg near side, gets it in the front court to Perry. Perry, couple of dribbles near side, goes into the lane, loops it inside, a nice pass to Suss, blows the lane, and the rebound comes off to Franzen. Franzen penetrates to the free throw line on the near side to Franklin, up top to Hayes. Corinne Hayes against a 2-3 Kennewick zone, loops it inside for Pierce, the ball knocked away by Suss, and out of bounds. Another going to say it was knocked out by Pierce, and the ball back to Kennewick with 4:15 left in the fourth. And a timeout is called by the Blue Devils. 4:15 left in period four. 52 to 40 in favor of Kennewick, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Kennewick 52, Wahigh 40. 4 minutes and change left in the fourth quarter. This Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight. Edward Jones, if you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. 4 minutes, 15 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. And Kennewick will possess the basketball and inbound in the backcourt. Along, you guessed it, the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Davis to get it in. Blue Devils pick up in the backcourt. Here is Perry. Off to Davis. Got across the midcourt line. She just does. And she'll going to drive and going to be fouled. Going to be grabbed and fouled. And she drove very strongly down the far side. And that foul is the second on Delilah Franzen. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Kennewick. Serrano checks in and she replaces Davis. 4:03 left in the fourth. 52-40 in favor of Kennewick. Lions inbounding in front court. Serrano gets it in to Vendewald. Lane put up and no good. She went over the back of Franklin. Franklin, however, with the presence of mind to deflect the ball to Corinne Hayes. A nice play by the freshman. In the far corner, Raylan McNeil. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution in for Corinne Hayes. She nice through a double team, and she is going to be fouled. Attempting a shot down in the low block, and that foul is called on Serrano. Her second. Corinne Hayes at the strike for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first. Good. 3:47 to go in the fourth. 52-41 in favor of Kennewick. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Corinne Hayes. Around and good. She has a team high 15 points in the ball game. And Lainey Hand, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. She replaces Corinne Hayes. And the Blue Devils put up some backcourt pressure. And the ball nearly ripped away, but it's taken by Perry. Perry passing the near side to Serrano. Serrano in deep on the left-hand side. Buries a short jumper from about 10 feet away. Good poise on the part of Serrano. And Kennewick leads by a dozen, 54-42. Near side, McNeil with a basketball. Pass out front off the hand of Franklin. Goes into the backcourt, and an over and back violation going to be called on the Blue Devils. The unforced error gives the ball back to Kennewick. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Gracie Pierce re-enters the Wahai lineup. She is in for Molly Franklin. Ball inbounded to Weiberg. 3:20 and counting left in the fourth. 54-42 in favor of Kennewick. Serrano near side to Bendewald, on the far side to Perry. In the far corner to Weiberg. Now it's on the wing. Now they swing it to the near side to Bendewald, near corner to Perry. It's a two Weiberg on the near wing, between the rings to Suss. Pass to an unsuspecting Bendewald who juggled the ball, recovered it. Get it up top. Here's an open three on the way. Put up and good by Weiberg. Three-point goal number 9 in the game for Kennewick. And the Lions lead 57-42. Hand at near side. Up top for Franson. High post. Pierce. She'll drive far side on Bendewald. Put it up. No, but she is fouled by Bendewald. Gracie Pierce. Going very smoothly down that far side of the lane. And she's fouled by Bendewald. Free throw by Gracie is up and off the rim, no good. Blue Devils through three quarters were 11 of 16 from the free throw line. Kennewick was 5 of 6 through three periods of play. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw off the back of the rim. Gracie Pierce missing both free throws, and it remains 57-42 in favor of Kennewick. So we go inside of 2.5 minutes time remaining, fourth quarter. Weiberg on the far side to Serrano, the far corner to Perry. On the wing to Bendewald, between the rings to Suss. Suss, one dribble, off for Perry. Perry will drive to the free throw line. She was almost tied up, and she's called for a walk. Outstanding defense by Raylynn McNeil. She reached in and forced the travel. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. 2:10 and counting left in the fourth. McNeil on the near side to Billingsley. Far side Franzen, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:04 left in the final period. Kennewick 57, Wahai 42. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick, I'm Roy Elia reporting Wahai Blue Devil basketball on this first Saturday in January. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader unfolding. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Kennewick Lions by a score of 57-42, and time not exactly an ally of the Blue Devils at the moment. Just 2 minutes and 4 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Lawyer inbounds to McNeil. McNeil on the far side to Billingsley. Near side Lawyer against the 2-3 Kennewick zone. Goes cross court to McNeil. Off to Billingsley. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles to the top of the key. Near side Lawyer. Three on the way. Yes, ma'am! Micaiah Lawyer. A successful prosecution for the Blue Devils on that possession. And the sentence for the opposition, death by three ball. 57-45, Kennewick 128 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Near side, Weiberg with a basketball. She will dribble out front. 8 seconds on the shot clock, loops it in for Bendewald. Bendewald is tied up in the low block by Hand. And the alternating possession favors the Blue Devils with 1:18 left in the fourth. 57-45 in favor of Kennewick. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Corinne Hayes into the ball game for Lainey Hand. McNeil to inbound in the backcourt. With 1:18 left in the final period. Here comes McNeil on the dribble. Raylene, far side, Billingsley. Three on the way by Lucy is off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Pierce up top to McNeil. Near side to Lawyer. Couple of dribbles to the top of the key. Far corner, Billingsley in for Pierce. Pierce up top to Lawyer. Lawyer behind the back with a dribble, and she has her pocket picked. A nice steal by Weiberg. Weiberg dribbles down the far side, pass up top. It is stolen by Corinne Hayes. Took it away from Perry. We're in the final minute, time remaining fourth quarter. 57-45 in favor of Kennewick. Between the rings, Billingsley on the far side to Lawyer. Lawyer up top for Billingsley, a bad pass, and there's going to be a held ball. No, the ball is going to go into the backcourt, and it will stay with the Blue Devils. A near tie-up at the midcourt area between Billingsley and Serrano. Ball goes out of bounds on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side, and the Blue Devils will inbound. Down to 35 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Near side, it is McNeil. Off to Lawyer. Near side, McNeil. Back to Lawyer. On the far side, Billingsley. On the near side, here is McNeil with a three-point attempt that's off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Kennewick, and Corinne Hayes is going to tie up Perry inside. And Kennewick, by way of possession arrow, will get possession of the basketball. 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And Kennewick is going to go on and win this ball game. Slowly out of the backcourt is Weiberg. No reason at this point for the Blue Devils to foul. So we're now down to 10 seconds. Perry far side. Off to Serrano and now to Suss. And this contest is over. Final score, Kennewick 57, Wahai 45. And we'll be back with our Chevelle Construction postgame show on the girls' side after a three-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick, Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Kennewick High School Gymnasium. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader in the books. The Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated by the Kennewick Lions, a final score of 57-45. And our postgame show is presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin with our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. We are going to recognize two young ladies who are in double figures in today's game. Corinne Hayes led the Blue Devils with 15 points in today's game. Delilah Franson added 11. And for their efforts in this contest, we recognize Corinne Hayes and Delilah Franson as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. And now final statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for the victorious Kennewick Lions, Goodnight with 2, Weiberg with 14, Bendewald with 8, Davis 3, Serrano with 2, Emily Perry a game-high 23, and Suss with 5. Kennewick with 21 field goals in the game, 9 from outside the arc. Kennewick 75% from the free throw line, 6 out of 8. And Kennewick was called for 17 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Shayla Creason with 4 points. Kaya Lawyer with 3. Gracie Pierce, 4. Lucy Billingsley, 8. Delilah Franson, 11. Corinne Hayes with 15. The Blue Devils with 15 field goals in the game, 2 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 65% from the free throw line, 13 out of 20. And the Blue Devils were called for 14 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our post-game show on the girls' side. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster, Phil Chevelle, at Chevelle Construction. We will commence our boys' pregame show presented by Hutchins Family Farms with a player profile interview. It'll be coming your way after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.